With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, hello everybody and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. Hello David, the blonde, what are we going to call you, a piece of celery?
Blonde celery, chomp away. I'm more than happy to be a healthy food product that the nation should be eating more of. No, cool. I'm more than happy to be a campaigner for that.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Lovely to have you here.
But lovely to be with both of you right now.
Can I tickle your neck?
By all means, you tickle away, sir. Feel at home.
Will do. Our guest this episode, is Jake Lambert.
Here we go. Round of applause.
Oh. Lovely to have you.
That's very nice of you.
Thank
you.
No, nice.
Good to be here. You're looking very relaxed.
Very chilled. Is it too relaxed?
No, not at all. We like people who feel relaxed.
Oh, we do. We like people who feel at home.
Do you think David looks relaxed?
You did a little bit until the celery comment. And you kind of stiffened up at that point.
Yeah, he did. He made out he was cool with it.
Yeah, I'm getting used to the celery concept. It took me a while. It's a bit of a game changer. But
what do you mean?
In the sense that I never saw myself as a stick of celery before. I like to see myself more like I've been called a buzzard or a falcon or an eagle, like a bird of prey.
Yeah.
But this week I was just seen as like a vegetable stick, and it wasn't as sexy, really. But I'm going with it. There are positive aspects to it.
Now, this episode is quite a weird one, because I purchased a magic fridge.
Wow.
Yeah. A car boot sale. So gosh, I thought we could step inside the magic fridge and see where it takes us.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That sounds brilliant.
Okay, so I'm just going to open the magic fridge door and step inside.
Come on in.
And of course, we've got Charles the robot with us as well. Sorry, Charles, for not introducing you to the listeners, but I'm now.
Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Cool.
Okay, there we go. That was that.
So I'm now into David. Will you step inside the fridge?
Here we go. It's very roomy.
Take Jake's hand.
Thank you. Do you mind, Jake, me taking your hand there?
No, that's absolutely fine.
Platonic hand on hand male contact.
Okay,
that's
now,
fine.
We're now standing in the fridge with Charles. And now, as I open the door, we're now in a Wild West town.
Goodness me. Look at the ladies.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a saloon over there with a few ladies in their garters.
Why that? Why straight away?
I don't know. It's terrible. There's a sheriff. There's a horse.
Ladies are everywhere.
Stick him up.
Wild West.
Stick him up.
There they are with their peacock feathers hanging over their hair.
What was that, Charles?
Stick him up.
Stick him up.
Stick him up.
Stick him up, pal. Let's take on a bank robbery.
David, you're wearing a cowboy hat, and Jake, you've got some cowboy boots and spurs on. You're both looking lovely.
Thank you, bro. I feel like the Milky Bar Kid.
A handlebar moustache.
Yes, and you're pulling off very well.
I'm not. I'm keeping it on.
Yeah, well said. That's very well said.
Oh, we're in a lovely mood.
Oh, yeah. It's called banter, and we're already getting stuck in.
Okay, I'm going to ask the first question. Where should we go? Should we go walk over to the saloon?
Please, if there's a lot of ladies over there giving me the eye, and I...
Okay, I'm going to hook my thumbs in my... belt.
Ooh,
loops.
Very nice.
And
I'm going to straighten my hat.
Okay.
You look like you are the village people.
Ha 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 ha. Thank you for knocking our ego, Charles, just as we're feeling cowboyish.
Cowboyish. Okay, I've got a question from someone called JJ Bear, David.
Okay.
And
like the name?
Okay. The first question is this if you bear... No, actually, it's from someone called Natalie Wood. Have you ever had an imaginary friend? And if not, who and what would they be?
I've never had an imaginary
have
friend.
You not?
No, never.
That amazes me.
That amazes me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to have one.
Because you talk non-stop. One. Yes?
I do. I do talk non-stop. This has got to be said. I love conversation.
You're doing it
I love
now.
Interacting. Yes.
I'm amazed. That, like, as a child, when you're on your own, were you not talking non-stop then, and you needed an imaginary friend?
Well, I think I always had, like, my parents around me.
Always?
Well, there was one point where my dad was doing well business-wise, and I had... What are those people called who... this is terrible, I can't remember this. The word's French, and it's a woman who looks after you.
An au pair.
There we go. Business was going well.
What was
I
her
an
name?
Au pair.
What was her name?
Her name was Frances.
Yeah.
And it was a case of...
Are you making this up?
No.
Are you making this up?
No, not at all.
No?
This is a real reality, an au pair. And it was just a case of I just had her for a few years.
What do you mean you had
her? No, nothing inappropriate like that. But she was very much around to look after my needs and any requirements, and I think I had continual interaction taking place then. I do like the idea of an imaginary friend, and I remember sometimes thinking, you know, how can I get an imaginary friend? You just imagine it and it appears. You know, I did at times things like, I didn't sit down and draw one or,
What?
I aspire to having an imaginary
friend.
What,
you sat down and drew one?
Oh, yes, certainly.
What are you talking about?
It's a very regimented way of getting an imaginary friend.
Well,
isn't
the
it?
Idea of, like, you know, you'd look at books or TV shows and, you know, children had imaginary friends.
Why didn't you just imagine one?
Well, it was a case of. It seemed somewhat fake. It just seemed like, you know, it's almost as though. I don't know. It's very strange.
So you sat down and drew a friend.
I sat down and drew one, and it was like a sort of it was a spaceman type of look. It had like a kind of like cowboy spaceman kind of vibe. It looked
a cowboy spaceman,
sort of Star Wars Han Solo kind of figure type
right,
of thing.
Right, we're back to we mentioned Harrison Ford in the last podcast.
Yeah, it seems to be like a reoccurring thing. Really, I need to sort of break away from that and into the realms of adulthood more.
So, what exactly did he look like? The drawing.
He kind of had sort of laser guns on each hip.
Are you making this up?
I'm not making this up at
Can you
all.
Stop shouting.
Oh, sorry. You're quite right. Let's lower the volume. Let's keep it to a civilized amount. I had an au pair. I will admit that
I want to know about the friend. What did he look like?
The friend he looked like, it was basically he had long hair. Like a sort of 80s rocker type of vibe. So like a sort of mullet, not literally like a mullet, but quite long hair. And it was kind of like a Buck Rogers jumpsuit.
Yeah.
But with like a sort of cowboy belt and laser pistols. I would go on adventures with him. He would take me in his space.
Hang on a minute, you said you didn't have one.
No, he never appeared. I never got to interact with him, unfortunately. But the plan was I'd go on adventures with him. That would be the plan, but that never... materialised.
And what was his name?
Do you know, I'm not going to lie, I can't remember his
Let's give him a name now.
Absolute Duke.
Duke what?
Cyber. Duke Cyber. So you got the Western and the sci-fi element married together to create... He was more than an imaginary friend, he was an imaginary role model that I would go on adventures with. He never appeared, though. I couldn't summon the juices in my imagination to bring Duke Cyber into reality.
Have you ever had an imaginary friend, Jack?
I never had an imaginary friend.
I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, he's called Bumpy.
Go on.
Well, that was it.
What did he look like?
Simple. He didn't look like anything. I just sensed he was around.
See, I never got that with Duke, you see.
I
never
sensed he was
there.
Around, no. So I'd go out to my nan's garden and play with Bumpy.
Yeah, never had that. I had drawings, plans, whole schedules, but
what
never...
What do you mean?
Well, you know, what if I sensed he was there, what I'd like to do with him. You know, where we would go, what we would do. I'd show him around my bedroom. I would kind of, you know, introduce him to people or whatever.
Can you explain what an imaginary friend is, David? So I used to play with Bumpy. I don't know what Bumpy looked like. I just sensed he was with me. What's going on there, David? What's your take on that?
I take it's like almost like a sixth sense. It's almost like something that's visited you from your subconscious or... But there was a proper feeling of warmth that Bumpy was there, wasn't there?
Yes.
There was that sense that Bumpy...
I love that you're talking about Bumpy.
You know, I think he needs to be respected. You had some kind of bond there. There was some interactions. Oh, Bumpy's here.
Yeah.
Bumpy's gone. Bumpy's come back. But Duke was very much...
Very distant.
I never felt Duke was in a room with me.
It was forced.
It was forced. It was pretentious. Oh,
he's punching
there we go.
So, punching his face.
Yeah, digging a bit.
David, you've got a prostitute coming up to you.
Oh, here we go. This is reality. This is what it's all about.
She's, what is she? Could you explain what the prostitute looks like, Jake?
I could try, yes.
Yeah. She's walking over to
goodness
us.
Goodness me. Do you like what you see, David?
I certainly like what I see.
But she's got long, dark hair. You into that?
She's a brunette firecracker.
A firecracker. She seems to like that compliment, doesn't she?
It's a sexist, but it's the Wild West. We can get away with that.
At some point, she's going to start talking.
Hey there, sexy cowboy.
Oh, wow.
Hey there, sexy cowboy.
Evening, madam. I'm raising my hat and placing it back on my head.
She can see it.
Evening.
Evening.
Evening, she says. What's on the menu? And I'm not talking about the food.
We're not in the saloon yet. We're still outside.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah, you're quite right. Like one step at a time.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh. Well said. No, you put me in a place. You've ruined the mood a bit, but valid. Are you going to invite us in for some cowboy time?
You are a piece of shit.
There we go.
Oh, and she's off.
Are you sure that was a prostitute?
She seems to want your business.
It's just some average woman that I've attempted to
Should we enter the saloon, guys?
Let's go. There's no more potty mouth.
The old piano's playing.
Oh, look at this. This is the wild, wild west.
As we make our way to the bar.
Welcome.
Oh. I want a drink slid to me across the bar.
Oh, yes. Please.
Slide it down the bar. I want to catch it.
Daniel's in a shot glass, please.
Mr. Barman, what would you like, David?
Jack Daniel's in a small shot glass.
Okay, what would you like, Jake?
I'll have any whiskey.
Any whiskey?
Oh, absolutely, that's a man's drink.
I'll have some milk.
Coming up.
So you're going to slide it down the bar to us?
Tell us when you want to drop out.
Oh, lovely stuff.
There we go. I gotcha. Here we are.
And here comes yours, Jake. Have you got a question for David, Jake?
I do have a question for David.
Here we go.
Wonderful stuff. Let's get
first
to interact to know
Jake.
Each other.
First question that I pull off the top of my head as I sip the whiskey.
Lovely milk.
The Jack Daniels is wandering down my insides. It really is, like a warm caterpillar.
Okay.
Got a question for you. You can enjoy as you sip your whiskey.
Oh, thank you. Sipping away.
If you could have anybody's voice for the rest of your life, who would it be?
That's very simple. It would be Roger Moore's voice.
I knew it would be fucking Roger Moore.
I know.
Here we go. The old Roger Moore shite again. Go on.
I just think his voice is like velvet. It's got a lovely silk. Do you know what? I'll tell you another one.
Yawn. Roger fucking Moore. Do you know what? I wonder if the editor could just slip in Roger Moore's voice here.
I must say you become more beautiful every day.
What do you make of that voice, David?
It puts a tingle down my spine. It's like an element of electricity. It's like I said about other male...
Let's stick Roger Moore's voice in again.
I'm now aiming precisely at your groin.
And what do you make of that, David?
It flicks my homoerotic buttons. It leaves me... There's an element of confusion there whereby I can see reality from a female perspective suddenly.
Why do you like it? Why do you like his voice?
It's charismatic but authoritarian at the same time. So he's you know, he's telling me what to do. He's in charge. He's the alpha male. But he's doing it in a seductive manner. So I'm not being shouted at like a PE teacher. You know, I don't have to make any decisions. He'll tell me what to do, you know, where to run, where to hide.
Why do you need to be told what to do?
I'm not sure, really. I need to dig deep. I think my inner sat nav's broken and I need to fix it ASAP.
Can you do his voice?
Can we hear David's impression of Roger Moore?
Yeah, here we go.
I thought you said the questions were going to be easy, Miss Moneypenny.
God, that's weird.
Okay.
Well, it was an attempt. I felt quite confident at the beginning, but it slipped.
Could you do Sean Connery?
The name's Bond, James Bond, 007.
Don't like it, David.
That's fair enough. It's, you know,
Timothy Dalton?
The thing is...
No.
They're all becoming the same.
There's Daniel Craig, there's Pierce Brosnan.
Can you do Pierce Brosnan?
He's got quite a voice like this. It's a snort.
No, that was more him.
Can you impersonate the guy in the Warburton's advert?
Can you impersonate the guy in the Warburton's advert?
The Warburton's advert?
I think that's what Charles said.
That's what I heard.
Bread for everyone! Warburton's is Brett. It's just me. I've just got to break out the shackles. That's Dave Edwards and try.
Perfect, he said.
There we go. I have a fan in the room in this Wild West nightmare I'm existing in.
So any more about Roger? What was your favourite James Bond? You know, I'm bored of talking about Roger Moore.
Okay, another voiceover. If there was another voice, all right, definitely. And I think even when he dies, they're going to keep his voice going. Is David Attenborough? I think I'll put money on this that when he ceases to breathe, you know, doesn't exist anymore, they'll put his voice on a computer and they'll still utilise it because it's got such a warm, granddad-like fuzziness about it. It'll be used to sell fridges and teach people about the reproductive system of an elephant or whatever.
Do you think that?
I do believe that. I do believe very strongly about David Attenborough's voice. It's got a certain magic to it.
Can you do David Attenborough's voice?
Well, here we are. No,
that's just annoying, I know. It's annoying.
Apologies, Brian. I'm promising and I'm not delivering. Apologies.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question here. That's hang on a minute. There's someone just walked into the saloon. Jesus Christ.
Here we are.
He's
just all in black, which is never good in the West.
No,
is it?
It's never good. No, he's looking at you, David.
Oh God. Well, I'm not looking it in.
I think you've got his shot glass. I think you're drinking out of his glass.
Hey, motherfucker, give me your money.
Right, absolutely, I know how the Wild West works.
Why are you talking like that? Just talk normally.
Well, he's got a gun, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I've got money. There you go. £5. That's all I have. And it's one of the new fivers that you can put in the washing machine and it won't break.
Hope he's not vegan.
Yep, quite right.
Don't point.
And your mints.
And your pants?
And my pants. By all means, I will go behind the bar.
I don't know.
Let's make sure that's definitely what he's saying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take my wife front and my fiver. You can't take any more. Take my dignity and my money.
Anything else you want from him?
And that sock.
And that sock.
I just one of your socks.
So you're going to leave me with an odd sock, are you? All right, there you go. I apologise.
What do you call it when they have the showdown? Is that a showdown?
It is a showdown.
Can we have a showdown outside the saloon?
Yes.
Cool. We're going to go outside the saloon and have a showdown.
Well, can I have my pants and sock back?
That's the case. That's right. Works.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, so we're going outside of the saloon. We've got about 5 minutes until the showdown, so I'll ask the next question before.
So
it was
a showdown with me and somebody else?
Yeah, you and him.
Right, okay.
What do you think was going to happen?
Well, I wasn't entirely. Sure,
Stop
spectacle
shouting,
sorry,
David.
I apologise. Keep the volume down.
So I've got another question here from a listener. This is from @DJMrDave.
Here we go.
If there was a god and you met him, what would be the first thing you'd ask?
The first thing I'd ask, if I was to wander down the pearly gates, knock on the door, and he opened it up, I would say to him, you know, what is the... That's a very strong question.
Yeah, you don't have to rush into things. Just take your time. What would you ask? Amazing. I've never seen you stumped.
There is a lot of questions to ask the big
I've never seen you stumped. It's amazing.
Well, DJ Dave has stumped me, but...
what would you ask? First thing.
I would ask... First thing...
doesn't know!
Oh, believe me, there's too many questions tickling away in my frontal lobes.
Just give us one of them.
I would ask him ultimate. This is what I'd ask him. Okay.
Be serious.
Yeah. This is totally it. Okay. Is the human race a gift from God, or are there other species out there in the universe? That's what are we just a mistake and there's other mistakes, other aliens, other creatures, or have you just created us? I think I'd start thinking about that, because if there is a god, I'm not just a evolution in a petri dish. You know, I've been constructed by gods, like Mr. Cadbury's making a fruit and nut. Do you know what I mean? I've actually met Nike, as in the man who owns the trainers. I've been constructed.
I mean, where is this?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a case of I've actually been created by this essence, haven't I?
I know what you're talking about, but it's just so odd.
It is odd. This man has scrambled my brain with the God question. You're quite right.
Everyone okay?
Is everyone okay?
Is everyone okay? Everyone's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely dandy. Not a problem. I'm just having a theological wobble, but I'm all right now. I'm back with it. I'm back on board with the team.
So you want to know if there are other beings in the universe, if we're alone or not?
Do you know,
yes?
The more that question, Brian, but also, why have you made this? When you're in the workshop, why did you put this blonde wig on, this big long face, and you know these big long ostrich legs?
You seem angry at him.
Yeah, I guess I am a bit passive aggressive. You know, there must have been a reason. He must have sat there with his HB pencil and he drew David Weir and Christian Edwards.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think what?
I think that's what, because if there is a God, I'm not just some kind of evolutionary soup, you know.
Even what?
Evolutionary soup.
Yeah.
I haven't just like slowly, like through chaos theory, appeared. He's actually sat down and with his extra sketch or whatever he's got, and he's actually sort of created me, you know, a bit like what's that game?
Do you think that? Do you think it's that simplistic, David?
I don't even think that's what Christians believe, is it? I don't think that's what religious people think
about.
Well, I think, you know, if there is a God and it's someone I can actually chat to, and it's an actual individual called the Big G,
right,
and he's actually there behind a table, you know, we're actually talking to an individual, I would, and it's not like Buddhism where God is everything, we all are God, but it's just an individual person. I would be thinking, you know, you had a plan for me, sir. You actually did
You think it's a man, yes?
That was my knee-jerk reaction.
It
which
always
is,
isn't
it's
it?
It's terrible. It's got to be said. It is terrible. I guess he could be a mix between a sort of trans figure where, you know, a sort of, you know, or maybe just a eunuch. There is no genitalia there. He's above sex, rolling in the muds, passion and kissing and going to Wild West saloons looking for a prostitute.
What do you think God looks like?
I think he looks a bit like Ian McKellen or Anthony Hopkins. That's what I'd want. Sort of like very stately, not camp. It wouldn't be a problem if he was camp. Wouldn't be a problem at all. I'd give him a bloody high five if he was. But, I'd embrace it. But, you know, just, or like John Hurt. Or, you know, just, you know, he's seen the world. He's in his 60s, his 70s, grey
hair.
Well,
he's created the world.
Sorry? He's created the world. Yeah, you're quite right. And he's pulling off a cravat, and he's got a jacket on, and like a blazer with maybe some pads on the elbows. And he's just, you know, he's like a granddad.
Okay,
that I've never had.
That threatening cowboy is now beckoning you over.
City.
What can you see, Jake? What's going on? There's a little crowd gathering.
The crowd are going outside. The women look a bit worried. That woman from earlier looks quite happy this is happening.
Yeah.
I don't know why I upset her.
I don't know how you upset her. I'm not sure why you did it, but I don't know how you did it.
What did I do immediately? Because I thought she clearly wasn't a prostitute.
With her.
Yeah, I was too forthright.
Even
I apologise.
For a prostitute, you were still quite forthright.
Yeah. Asking for a menu, that was too much, wasn't it? Immediately, straight to business. No small talk.
Okay, what else can you see, Jake? What else
Understandably,
is going on? David, will you shut up?
Sorry, apologise.
So that's it.
Well, the man's here. He's just got off his horse.
The man's...
Of course, he's got the black horse as well.
Yeah,
he's dressed in black.
Okay,
they seem to be gathering. His shadow's getting cast along the middle of the town.
Yeah, there's a lovely crowd gathered now. There is some real
tumbleweed's
interest in this.
Tumbleweed's gone. My lord.
And David is standing about 15, 20 yards away from opposite one another.
Oh dear. Here they are. They've got arms out.
Hello, motherfucker.
Here we go. This is between David and the threatening cowboy.
Shall we step back?
We'll step back.
Let's step back.
See you in a bit.
All right, guys. See you later. Shall we begin the showdown, sir?
Yes.
Is that like a French yeast? Yes. Okay, let's go for it.
That'd be a wee, but yeah.
Oh, you're wee. You're quite right. Let's keep it European. And let's start wandering in opposite directions.
Is that what they do? They don't do that.
I think you've already asked.
So their fingers are twitching by their holsters.
Here we go.
I'm guessing. Is it a countdown from 10 and then the shots are fired?
Yeah, I read an article once that was saying that if you wait for them to go first, a reaction is quicker than an action. So if you wait to see his hand move, you'll naturally react quicker than he could possibly move
anyway. That's a lovely tip.
That is a lovely... That's the sort of thing I need right now.
So just wait.
Jake, could you count down from 10 and then let's see who dies?
Okay.
So the shots are fired after 10.
So I've got to wait for him to go first, then I'll...
Anything you want to say, last words you want to speak, threatening cowboy?
They can be positive if you wish. They don't have to be rude.
Say goodbye.
I think he said say goodbye.
Say goodbye. That's a bit arrogant, but there you go. Yes.
Very positive. You ready?
Here's the countdown from 10. Bullshit. Here we go.
Here we go. You ready?
Here we are.
Stop talking, David.
I'm going to try and say it without a smile on my face. Once I'm too happy that's happening.
You're quite all right.
Stop talking, David.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, you've done it, David!
Oh, shit. You cooked me. And Dalen.
He's dying.
Well, they...
Do you know what, David? Go up to him and stick your heel of your boot.
I certainly will. I'll take my wine front back and my sock. Thank you.
Shoot him again.
There we go. Right in the bloody ear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Blimey, that was a bit too much.
That was a bit
inappropriate. Sorry about that.
Why the ear?
I don't know. There's a hole there. The bullet can just go down. Oh. It slots into the brain.
Shoot him again.
Okay, let's the Adam's apple, perhaps. Oh, God, no, that was
and
too...
And again, do loads, David.
Okay, kneecap, oh. thigh, elbow.
More.
Armpits.
More.
Back of the heel, back of the heel.
More.
Earlobe, yes, earlobe.
Stay away from the ear, do more.
Entire nose, look at that. That's fantastic, isn't it?
That's enough. Have you got another question for David there as the crowd disperse?
As the crowd disperse,
please do.
Let me just clear this mess up.
Yes.
Please, get out of my eyes.
Charles is just shoveling up the threatening cowboy.
I could have just thought I'd take your mind off things because you just killed a man quite brutally.
I know, it doesn't feel as good as you think it would feel, really. I feel I need a shower.
It's okay, mate.
Here you go, I've got you another Jack Daniels for you to sip on
lovely.
That.
Oh, lovely. Jake, thank you.
Just wondering... Do you, just personally, do you think the internet, do you think that's bringing people together or pulling them apart?
Great question.
Very, very good question. I think, ultimately, the aspiration is that it's bringing them together. That's what we're hoping. That's what we want. But it is pulling them apart via cyberbullying.
Elaborate.
I will elaborate. It seems to be when human beings can hide... what's the word where you people don't know you're there, your identity's hidden. You are...
imaginary friend.
Yeah, like an imaginary friend.
Stop pointing.
Like an imaginary friend. I'll keep pointing.
No, stop pointing.
Stop pointing. I'm going to put both fingers
you
in
said
between.
That last
Sorry,
time.
I'll promise this time. Okay, the internet is very similar to road rage in the sense that in a car, you're hidden... You know, behind your steering wheel, your window, your metal doors, a car. That's why people hit their horn, shout, indicate, you know, wobble on the road, wobble off to scare that OAP or whatever. And people do exactly the same on Facebook and Twitter because they can't actually see you. So you can start shoveling SHIT outside other people's doorways. So ultimately, I think the internet has become a platform for hatred and pornography, the more I think about it.
But porn, I guess that brings people very close together, doesn't it?
Well, in your head, you think it's bringing people together, but really and truly, it's only you on your own, lent over
not
a laptop.
Not the people on the videos.
Yes.
That's three people together sometimes.
Well, on the video, they come together, but the people using the actual material on their own...
Website do you normally...
I'm quite into the European region of... So I usually just put, like, Danish darlings in or anything like that, or...
what? What?
Danish what? Darlings?
Danish... What?
Pop it into Google, friend. You'll have quite a surprise. It's like an ABBA front cover come to life.
Whoa. Sorry. That's the first thing you put in. Yes, Danish darlings.
Danish darlings.
And what would I see if I put Danish darlings into...
You would see blonde-haired lovelies with not these over-the-top... how would one put it in a civilised manner? These silicone chests, which are of a ridiculous size, the sort of American Hollywood LA style. You know, more petite in the chest area, but saluting, upright and ready for action. with fantastic... I mean, one thing you've got to have with any female is fantastic skin, and you get that with the Danes.
Yeah.
They really are lovely blonde hair, lovely figure, and experimental in the midnight hours of the bedroom area.
Right. Sorry, have you ever had anyone give you any jip on social media?
Oh, it's... Unfortunately so, haven't we all at some point had some kind of... someone put a fake Twitter site together called Dave Edwards.
Really?
Yes. And basically everything was written in capitals, like all I do is shout, and just repeating certain words
like
all the
what?
Time.
Like what?
Absolutely, absolutely. And lots of exclamation
anything
marks,
else?
Exclamation marks.
And anything else?
Was it Avatar you pointing, by any chance?
There could have been. I think, you know, he brought it down after one afternoon because he gave me a lot of mental illness. The idea that, is that me? It can't be me. I'm not writing it, but it sounds like me and there's a picture of me.
But wouldn't you say it's a form of flattery?
Not what he was saying, really.
Right, okay.
It was very kind of almost like my whole vocabulary could have been written on the back of a post-it note stamp and then just rearranged like a really crap game of Monopoly. With just a few words kind of in there. I thought, well, you know, if that ain't personality assassination, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, obviously, you when it comes to social media, you want people to come together, yes?
Oh, like a
that's
big
cyber
family.
Everyone's aspiration. So when someone who's come to see you at a gig starts sending you private messages...
Yes.
Obviously, you're going to reply to them.
Absolutely, sir. That's what it's all about, it's interacting.
But... Someone has been coming to your gigs recently and sending you private messages, and you've stopped replying to her. Yes.
Yes. This is the reality. This is the world we're living in.
So, do you want to explain a bit what's been happening there?
I think there's a certain line, a certain wall between cyber friends and real friends.
So this person has been messaging you way too much. Yes.
Just too much that makes me feel just a little uncomfortable. Just a little. Not a large amount.
Rude messages.
Crude messages? Rude messages?
Not crude messages, rude messages. Just lots of questions. Quite demanding questions.
But the sort of woman who might spend £150 to come down to Brighton last Thursday to watch you perform.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that flattery, or is that, you know, or is that something we need to think to ourselves? Why would someone want to do that? Would you pay £150, Jake, to come all the way down from one part of the country to the other for this, for me?
£150 is quite excessive, isn't it?
It's a lot. That's half.
I have never seen David smile so much.
No.
Well, there we go. That's reality. I just don't want to be stabbed in the back by a biro in the middle of a car park. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
I think he is in love.
I think you're in love.
Maybe it is love. It's confusion. And I need to open up to this person. I need to find an internet cafe once again. I need to start sending some FB messages. ASAP.
So, what was the last message she sent you that made you go, no, I'm not having this anymore?
I'm trying to hit the rewind button and hit play, but it was a case of wanting to ask me lots of questions. It's Friday. It's a Friday. It's question time, Dave. I've got lots of questions I want to ask you. And I felt.
And how did you react to that?
Too much. This is just... Oh, I didn't reply. Simple as that. I thought, that's too much there. I don't know you. Even like a loved one, you might get two or three questions out of me in a day, and that's after we spent a whole day rambling along, I don't know, the Dales, having like a, you know, a pub lunch together.
Guys, it's a gunfight.
Oh,
the bank's getting robbed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I think we better hide behind some barrels.
Oh, here we go. Thank God, here we are.
Wow, what can you see, Jake?
Well, I can see three men running in.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. David, I don't
gun
want to put any really pressure on you, David, but you're the only one with a gun here.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you want to go with that.
Run into that bank, mate.
Oh, I don't have to run in. I can shoot from here.
No. Run into the bank and sort them out.
One of them has that lady from earlier. You can maybe win her back.
Great. Yes. Lovely bit of
potential,
story.
But at the moment, I just want to live.
Okay, you run into the bank, David, and good luck.
Well, are you going to come with
me? No, just run into the bank.
I've got two guns. You can
just run.
Sorry, I apologise. Here we go.
David's run into the bank.
Wow.
And
he's off.
God.
And
the guns are going off.
He's firing.
Wow.
Oh,
the men are trying to fire back. But
he shot them, David.
God. But there was three of them. He shot both of them. But
beginner's luck, people. Beginner's luck.
What, there's another
Don't
one?
Praise Does he realise there's another one in there?
There's another
three.
One in there, David.
Oh, is there? Keep going. Oh, there we go. Oh,
shot him.
Oh, for God, right straight through his eye, out the back of his head.
Oh, and now that woman wants you in her arms.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, maybe I don't want to be in your arms now.
Oh, David, no.
I'm just joking. Okay. Come here, give me a kiss. Come here and sit on my lap, cowgirl.
So we got about 5 or 6, 7 minutes left. Have you got your third question for David?
Yes, I have. I've got a third question
wonderful,
for you.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Wow, she's pecking you on the cheek.
She's
an admirer, David.
Whispering to my shell-like ear.
Here we go. Third question.
Here we go. Third question. I presume you're aware of this. I was wondering if you would consider volunteering for the Mars One project.
Yes, I would. I'm very interested in that.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, Brian.
Sorry, is the Mars One project, is this the first journey to the moon? To the Mars? To the moon?
You're quite
terrible
right
name.
To Mars. Yeah.
Now, think about it. Leaving the Earth within 2 weeks, the Earth will be a grain of sand, and you'll be in this spaceship. Do you think your mind can deal with that?
I would love it, because I could...
No. Think about it, David.
I could still... Yeah, I know you mean it'd be like...
Imagine it. You're looking out the window. Earth is tiny. It's a pinprick.
You've got 3 months it's going to take to get there.
Is that
three
how long
months?
It takes?
3 months, yeah.
I thought it was longer. Is it 3 months?
3 months, yeah.
Would I be in cryo sleep, whatever it's called?
No, you'll be... If you go with Elon Musk, the South African billionaire, he wants to open up a little pizza restaurant on the way up.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, I'm quite up
do you
for
think
that.
Do you think your mind can deal with the fact that you'll no longer be from Earth. You'll be a Martian.
Well, the thing is, that little speck called Earth, it's got to be said, it wasn't a massive success. This is phase two of the Edwards Chronicles. The competition is
right,
a lot
that's
smaller.
Lovely. So you're starting again.
I am starting again.
So that first year, how will life be different for you? How are you, how will you go about your business?
Well, the thing is, I would almost, it'd be like the first day of university or college. You could sort of recreate yourself slightly, wouldn't you? You'd bring a completely different wardrobe along with you,
You'd have longer, I think a Mars year is 687 or something days.
Is it?
So you'll have even longer for that first year to make an impact.
How many days is it?
Look at David, he's loving this.
It's quite fascinating.
687.
Right, God, I didn't know any of this. So how long does a day last in Mars? 48 hours?
No, it's 24, I think it's 24 hours, 30 seconds, but it just takes longer to go. So it spins just a little bit slower.
Endless positives.
But it orbits the sun a lot longer.
In Mars years, would David be 19 years old now?
Well, that'd be... Brilliant. If you've got that right, it's brilliant maths. But something similar, yeah. You'd
be
19
amazing.
Again.
I've got all this time back to utilise.
I was top set maths at school.
I'm not surprised.
What?
Controlling a podcast, you've got to think about duration, time.
Okay, hit me with the times table question. Bam.
Three times 33.
Here we go.
Listen a bit more. 100 times 66.
It's 600, isn't it? Yeah.
There you go. 600. You know your maths.
Yeah. 9 times 7.
So 10 times 7 is 70. Take away the 7. So that would be 63. That's what it is.
Yeah. Do you want to have a times table battle, you and Jake? Just for...
Let's have a times table bed,
music bed playing underneath. They're going to have some kind of times table tournament here. So it's going to run for about 45 seconds and then we'll get on our horses and ride out of town. Here we go.
Here we go.
So we're doing a times table competition in the middle
of
the world.
Asking? You?
Okay, you can ask. Back and forth. Here we go.
Okay.
Go.
5 times 20.
5 times 20 is 100.
There you go. Nice.
1-0 to David.
1-0, good job.
7 times 8.
56.
Well done.
1-0.
Well done.
This is lovely, isn't it?
That's another thing.
Right, 1-0.
Oh, no. Okay, 9 times 11.
9 times 11.
See, 9 times 11. So 10 times 11 would be 110. So it's 101.
101, there you go.
There you go. 2-1 to David, first three.
Here we are. We can edit these. So
no. I'll enjoy the thought process.
Absolutely, yeah. Go for it. Oh, Mike, here we go. 8 times 17.
What? Bloody hell.
No, that's a bit hard. No, it's okay.
You lose a point for that, and Jake gains one. So it's 2-1 to Jake.
What was it, 8 times?
Hang on, Jake's going for it.
8 times 17.
150... 8 times 17, so that'd be 80 and 56. 136.
136.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I doff my hat to
Jake.
You,
now
sir.
You ask David.
I doff my hat to you.
Okay, here we go. 12 times 17.
12 times 17. He hasn't got a hope. He hasn't got a hope.
12 times 12. No, I wouldn't.
You win! Round of applause for Jake.
Well done.
That was a lovely game.
Well done.
Thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
Right, guys, I think we should get onto our horses.
No, absolutely.
Stop shouting.
Keep it
so
low.
You've got a lovely brown stallion.
I love this brown stallion.
I've
Thank
got a
much.
Lovely brown stallion. You've got a little white pony.
And I like it. Small, my feet are near the ground. I can guide it with my feet.
I think she wants
bonded.
To get on the back. I think
she wants
to come
get on the back.
With three legs.
Why don't you let the pony ride you?
Give it for you, mate.
Why not? The RSPCA in me is saying, give it a bloody rest. It's dragged me through bloody, you know, Alaska.
Okay, so David's lifting the pony onto his back.
Here we go.
James climbed up onto his beautiful stallion.
This is lovely.
And I'm on my beautiful stallion. Mm. Should we say goodbye, everyone?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's ride out of town.
Here we go.
Bye-bye.
This is going to be epic.
Bye-bye.
The sunset.
Stay on me, Trump.
Come on, Charles.
Stay on me, please.
As we ride off into the sunset.
There we go. Oh, this hoof against my neck is hurting.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.